Former Prime Minister of Iceland, melting glaciers are nothing to panic about. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on November 22, 2019. Climate is always changing and humans are always adapting, writes Iceland's former Prime Minister, so people should stop panicking over global warming. Despite the stories delivered by teary-eyed reporters about the tragedy of melting glaciers, the fact is that some glaciers melt while others grow, and it has been this way for all of history, says David Gunnlaugsson, who served as Iceland's prime minister from 2013 to 2016. Our climate changes, but humans adapt. Instead of scaremongering, we should approach this situation on a scientific and rational basis, Gunnlaugsson writes in the latest issue of The Spectator. While distancing himself from the label of climate change denier, Gunnlaugsson insists that it is nonsense to suggest that humans need to sacrifice the achievements of modern civilization if we are to save the planet. Iceland offers unique insight into the relationship between man and nature, showing that environmental change is natural and nothing to be afraid of, he writes. Take Iceland's melting glaciers. Troubling as a calving glacier might seem, such a phenomenon is by no means out of the ordinary, he notes. In fact, this process defines a glacier: they move. Glaciers shed ice at their edges as ice builds up closer to the center. It is a spectacle we have witnessed in Iceland since the first settlers arrived in the 9th century. Even the widely reported death of the OK Glacier was an exaggerated, media-driven spectacle, Gunnlaugsson contends, since it was a relatively small mountaintop glacier that had been receding for decades. In 1901, it measured 38 square kilometers in size. In 1978, it was just 3 square kilometer. So the glacier that had its last rites read in August had, in fact, more or less disappeared half a century ago, he observes. And what is the real problem with glaciers receding? Gunnlaugsson asks. Mightn't this be a good thing? When the glaciers were expanding, laying waste to what had previously been green meadows and farmlands, the people who lost their homes would hardly have been grief-stricken by the thought that one day the trend might be reversed, he proposes, noting that when Iceland was first discovered, it was completely covered in forests. All in all, people have a remarkable ability to adapt to environmental alteration, he notes, which should keep us from freaking out over such changes. We must adapt to the ever-changing forces of nature and base our societies on essential common sense rather than superstition or fear, he writes. Iceland's melting glaciers are simply part of an endless sequence of natural events that have shaped our country's history, he adds. We must respect nature and seek to preserve our environment, but it is vital not to overreact or fall for scare stories, Gunnlaugsson concludes. Whatever some might say, we shouldn't panic about Iceland melting. Follow @WilliamsRome.